This is JIS News. Coming up, private sector to provide support in maintaining operating theatres, persons with disabilities accessing training through Heart NTA, and funeral service for the late Bishop Reverend Dr. Neville D'Souza to be held December 29. The news in detail after this message.
The holiday season is filled with happiness and cheer, but it can also be a time of danger for road users. Here's a holiday road safety tip from Petrojam Limited in association with the Road Safety Unit.
Don't drink and drive. If you are going to a Christmas party and plan to have a drink or two, don't drive. Plan a safe alternative to get home, call a cab, or assign a designated driver. Make this holiday season a safe one for all. A holiday road safety tip from the Road Safety Unit and Petrojam Limited, where safety is our number one priority.
The Zika virus is a disease caused by the bite of an infected Aedes aegypti mosquito. Check your premises weekly for any containers that can hold water. Get rid of old tiles, punch holes in tins before disposing, and cover large drums, barrels, and tanks holding water. Protect yourself from Zigvi. Keep your surroundings mosquito-free.
A message from the Ministry of Health.
Now the news. The Ministry of Health is to receive private sector support in the maintenance of operating theatres in public hospitals across the island. Portfolio Minister Horace Dally says more than 10 companies have come forward to commit their assistance.
We intend to sign an agreement with these companies because they have decided that they will maintain some of Jamaica's operating theatres for a period of 2 years. Others have come on board. For example, the two operating theatres in Savlamar, the new chairman and his team have confirmed that there are two major hotels that have taken over the two operating theatres and will be maintaining them.
Health Minister Horace Dally. In the meantime, the pediatric wing of the Spanish Town Hospital in St. Catherine has been reopened. The nine-month renovation project, undertaken at a cost of $9.7 million, was completed through funds provided by the Southeast Regional Health Authority, SERA, the hospital's fundraising efforts and contributions. Head of Pediatrics at the hospital, Dr. Jacqueline Wright-James, says the project was aimed at improving the aesthetics of the ward and providing an area better suited to accommodate its staff and patients.
We feel that just having a beautiful ward for the patients to come in and recover from their illnesses will go a far way in helping us to deliver to our patients.
The project also coincides with the broader renovation plans for the Spanish Town Hospital to deliver first-class healthcare delivery. Persons with disabilities are being afforded greater opportunities to pursue technical and vocational education through the Heart Trust NTA. Executive Director Dr. Wayne Wesley says since 2014, over 40 of these persons have enrolled in programs at heart academies and training institutions island-wide. This facilitation, he notes, is consistent with a mandate from Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller for the agency to place greater focus on providing training opportunities for this cohort.
I'm pleased to report that last year we graduated 18 persons with disability in massage therapy level 3. This year we have graduated 8 persons with disability in customer service level 1. Currently in training, we have 12 domestic consumer electronics persons with disability pursuing that program at the Hart College of Construction to level 2.
Dr. Wesley adds that the agency has partnered with Abilities Foundation to train several persons with disabilities in data operations, furniture making, and housekeeping at level 2. And the funeral service for the late Bishop of the Diocese of Jamaica and the Cayman Islands, Reverend Dr. Neville Wordsworth D'Souza, will be held on Tuesday, December 29 at the St. Andrew Parish Church, Halfway Tree, beginning at 11 a.m. He died on December 12 at age 87 after a period of illness. The clergyman, who was known for his fearless and outspoken stance on social justice, has been hailed by Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller for his many years of community and national service. Bishop D'Souza was ordained a deacon in 1958 and a priest in 1959, becoming the fourth Jamaican to lead the Anglican Church. In 1979, he was named the 12th Diocesan Bishop of Jamaica and the Cayman Islands and guided the ministry until his retirement in 2000. Parking for the service will be accommodated at the church hall on Ellesmere Road. A shuttle service to the church will be provided starting at 9:15 a.m. That was the JIS News. I'm Anjuy James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.